Mother's Day was celebrated in Mexico yesterday, May the 10th. And in the U.S. tomorrow, Mother's Day will be celebrated. The origins of Mother's Day, as celebrated in the United States, date back in the 19th century, in the years before the Civil War. A lady named Anna Reeves Jarvis of West Virginia helped start Mother's Day work clubs to teach local women how to properly care for their children. These clubs later became a unifying force in a region of the country still divided over the Civil War. In 1863, Jarvis organized Mother's Friendship Day, at which mothers gathered with former Union and Confederate soldiers to promote reconciliation. Another precursor to Mother's Day came from an abolitionist and suffragist, Julia Ward Howe, in 1870. Howe wrote the Mother's Day Proclamation, a call to action that asked mothers to unite in promoting world peace. In 1873, Howe campaigned for Mother's Peace Day to be celebrated every 2nd of June. Other early Mother's Day pioneers include Juliet Calhoun, Blakely, and Mary Towles Sasson, and her husband Frank Herring, or her friend Frank Herring. Meanwhile, both of those people both worked to organize Mother's Day, and in late 19th and 20th centuries. Some people even called Mr. Herring the father of Mother's Day. The official Mother's Day holiday arose in the 1900s as a result in the efforts of Anna Jarvis, daughter of Anna Reeves Jarvis, following her mother's death. Anna Jarvis conceived of Mother's Day as a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers made for their children. Following the success of her first Mother's Day, Jarvis, who remained unmarried and childless her whole life, resolved to see her holiday added to the national calendar, arguing that American holidays were blessed towards male achievements. She started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians urging the adoption of a special day honoring motherhood. By 1912, Ms. Jarvis' words were heard. President Woodrow Wilson signed a measure officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. My sermonette today is titled Mother's Day. The following scripture that we use to define a prominent mother, let's go to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, verse 25. Something that we're all familiar with. I'm going to read out of the NIV, describing a model mother. Proverbs 31, starting with verse 25, finishing with verse 30. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful. Instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. 28. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Verses 29. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Women in history strive to seek recognition and underline the importance of women in the family unit, as well as how they should be remembered for their efforts. I speak personally, because I'm pretty sure each of us have a story about their mother. After my father died, my mother just rolled up her sleeves and assumed his duties of the father section. I remember and she would wake up 4 or 5 in the morning. But I don't know how she found it. She found time to make, she loved baking. And she would take a five pounds of flour and make it into a loaf of bread. And the bread, I don't know if bread connoisseurs, but they're that bread, thick crust on it, not burnt, but it's just brown. And you slice it with hot butter. Man, I still remember it. And don't forget, when I come from college to go visit her, she had me a chocolate chip cookies. Those are just things, I don't know how she found the time to make it in her busy schedule, but she made it because she knew I liked them. And I'm pretty sure every one of us has a story to tell. A good mother is an organizer, an initiator of family plans, a moral compass, a navigator in keeping the family going the right direction, the glue, the matriarch, and a pillar of strength. Some moms may be a bit boisterous, but moms they are. I know I'm missing an adjective or two to better describe mothers. All that equals to a God-fearing woman. Jesus showed profound respect for his mother, and we should follow his example. And he ensured that she was taken care of even to his death. Let's go to John 19. 19, verses 25 to 27. And Jesus showed us that we're never too old to follow or to honor our mother. He was 33. He could have said, no, I know my way. I know what it is. I know all, but he didn't. Verse 25, it says, and NIV also, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, of the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, that was John, he said to her mother, woman, here is your son. Jesus loved John. And to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that time on, his disciple, his true friend, took his mother in. Jesus demonstrating the fifth commandment, showing honor to the end. Mother's Day was established in the U.S. to recognize all the hard work and dedication that mothers do. However, each day should be a day to recognize a mother throughout, not just on one day. A mother is an integral part of the family. Therefore, she should be recognized not just one day out of the year. God would not have established a commandment for that if it was not very important. You don't need a calendar to remind us to honor your mothers. We should do it all the time. Let's go to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, verse 3. God reminded us back then the importance. Leviticus 19, verse 3. It says here, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. It's interesting to know, read here, God emphasizes the importance of honoring your mother in the same sentence as keeping his Sabbath. That's how important it is to him. Showing the importance so much that he placed the Sabbath in the same sentence. Anna Marie Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day. Jarvis led the movement for the commemoration. However, as the years passed, Jarvis grew disenchanted with the growing commercialization of the observation of this day. The floral and greeting card business boomed after that. It prospered, and even to this day. and even attempted to have Mother's Day rescinded. She died in a sanitarium, her medical bills paid by the people in the floral and greeting card industries. Brethren, as we enter Mother's Day in the U.S., let us remind ourselves how important mothers are every day of the year.